KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
With 16 days of activism starting on Monday, Durban activists are preparing to help bring to the fore the impact of abuse and war on women and children. Shabnam Mohammed is part of the art initiative Paint the Silence, which is being launched on the eve of the campaign.
Clearly, 16 days of activism, or artivism in this case, is completely inadequate to address the many reasons why we see such a scourge, a pandemic really, of child abuse, gender-based violence and wars around our world.
Human rights judge Navi Pillay is also part of the campaign and will speak at the event. She says the scourge of violence against women and children is sadly far from over.
Still going on, so we must continue our efforts in whichever way we can to help to change our society. Really, it's a societal issue. We have to change minds, remove prejudices, spread awareness, so that, you know, every member of the community can take whatever action they can in their own sphere, in their small street, to be aware that children and women are being abused. It's a silent crime against them.
Cartoonist Nanda Subban is organizing the event and says there's a lot to take away.
As a political cartoonist, I've seen stupid men rule the world. I need women to speak out and speak out through their work, their art, because art is powerful, because there has to be a lot of provocative thought that comes out of it.
KZN police are asking for help in their search for a wanted murder suspect. 33-year-old George Daudze is accused of gunning down Meluleki Mbewana 4 years ago at a popular nightclub in Sydenham. He was granted bail in the same year after handing himself over to police. The provincial police's Robin Etsyunda says Mbewana was formally charged in the Durban Magistrates Court.
He was due to appear before the same court on 20 February this year for trial, but he absconded. His current whereabouts are unknown, and a warrant of arrest was issued by the Devil Magistrate Court. Anyone who may have information regarding his whereabouts is urged to contact Captain Tabete on 082-458-5549 or Crime Stop number on 086001.
Etiquini's CCTV network has been transferred to the city's Metro Police. It was previously managed by the Disaster Management and Emergency Control Unit at the municipality. The chairperson of the Governance and Human Resources Committee, Nkosenhle Madlala, says the transfer will enhance crime fighting and public safety in the city.
The transfer of the CCTV and EMEC and technical services function is to improve operational efficiencies, wherein the people who are seated at the cameras monitoring are able to conduct Metropolis and SAPS and all the security services right there and are able to respond on time and therefore improve our efficiency in terms of responding to incidents of crime within the city and also in terms of anticipating.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg 30 tomorrow, Richards Bay 35. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.